Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. You can find out more about the Leeds Church Institute by visiting lcileeds.org. Today's podcast, I sat down with Mike Love to talk about politics. Hi, I'm here with Mike Love. Would you like to introduce yourself? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Mike, and what do I say about myself? I've lived in Leeds, came to study at university here, to study law in 1971, lived here ever since. Pretty much, and I love Leeds, and I'm fascinated by cities and this city, and kind of ask the question, what does love mean when you say you love where you live? I've worked in all kinds of things. I've worked in social housing. I've been a rent collector. I've worked in sewage works. For the last 20 years, worked with a charity called Together for Peace in Leeds, kind of working on the dividing lines of the city, bringing people together across their various differences. Been involved with several charities, distributing quite a lot of funds to kind of grassroots projects. And I'm currently studying a PhD at the University of Leeds in Theology and Religious Studies in political theology.
Great, and you've recently spoke at Wisdom on the Way talking about faith and politics. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were talking about there?
I think probably when most people think about politics, they think about politicians and they think about Westminster and MPs and or local councils and councillors. And so politics is quite kind of narrowly circumscribed in terms of what we understand by politics. What my kind of research is about is what does politics mean in the city? Because politics, the word gives it away. Politics is polis, and polis is the Greek word for city. And it kind of, I guess, politics begins in Athens. And so politics has now become focused on nation states, which is relatively recent in human history, or even in the last 2,000 years. I mean, we've had nation states really over the last couple of hundred years, and even less than that. And yet our imagination, our political imagination, goes immediately to the state and state-based politics, and then local politics as a subset of that. And so I think we need, there's a Catholic, American Catholic theologian called William Kavanagh, and he's got a great little book called Theopolitical Imagination. And I think we need to reimagine politics. We need to reimagine a faithful politics, faithful to Christian gospel, which is which we can sort of separate out from the state. So that was kind of basically what I was talking about.
So what would you say were the particular challenges at this moment? Because we're in a very interesting moment politically. So what are the challenges facing us as Christians right now?
There's so many, aren't they? Whether it's challenges facing Christians or people who would not call themselves Christians, I think it actually comes down to the same thing, really. Because Christians should have a very vested interest in the well-being of the city where they live. or the polis where they live, the polity where they live. From Jeremiah, I can never remember what where the verse is, which particular chapter and verse it is, but you know, seek. They're the Jewish people in exile in a city that they regard as alien to them, and politically alien, in which they're a minority, in which they have no power, and where they don't want to be. They want to be elsewhere, and Jeremiah, word comes through Jeremiah, seek the peace or the welfare of the city where I've called you, for in its peace is your peace. So I think we are in a time of seismic change, where my personal conviction is that the nation state is dying, and all those things that would accompany the dying process of anger, denial, depression, are there big time. Zygmunt Bauman, who used to be, who was a very eminent professor of sociology at Leeds University, spoke at an event we did actually in 2009 or 11 after the crash. And he was saying the relationship between power, state and politics, that kind of big framework in which we saw the state and politics, is dying. Politics, he said, has evaporated. Power has evaporated upwards from the nation state into flows of global capital. So politicians, we're left with a spectacle of politics where politicians make promises which they can't fulfill because they don't have power anymore. So there is an incommensurability, he says, of power and politics. And so it almost doesn't matter what politicians say, it's whether or not they can get us to believe them. And then they will let us down. And then what do? Well, we have nowhere to go. So we will believe the most believable. And that often is the one who tells the most lies, and it seems, in the US and Britain at the moment. And so that kind of relationship has broken down. So that's really significant, I think. And the disillusionment with politics that so many people are feeling. There's another thinker that Bam quotes, and it's Gramsci, Italian. I think he was probably an anarchist, actually, but writing in the 1920s, talks about interregnum. So what do you do when the old is dying and the new has not yet come? And he calls that a time of interregnum, where morbid symptoms appear. And so the morbid symptoms would be the rise of the far right, populism, scapegoating minorities. So there's lots of that around at the moment. So what is the challenge? I think the challenge is to where might we recover our political agency, our political selves? You know, Aristotle talks about homo politicus. In other words, we are not only homo sapiens, we are homo politicus. In other words, we only come to be fully human when we are in our political being. In other words, that we have agency, that we have the ability to negotiate the space and the economy of that space with others. And so I think we've got to recover that, and we've got to find it, and we've got to find where it already is, actually, rather than sort of invent it. And that feels quite urgent, that we can prize our minds away from the nation state. One of the things that kind of concerned me about Corbynism, if you like, was that great political hope that Corbyn awakened, that, oh, so it doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to have kind of neoliberal. We don't have to set our sail to tack as close to the wind of neoliberal economics as we can. Brought so many young people into the Labour Party. And that really concerned me at the time, because all of that, there was a political awakening of political subjectivity, And where do people go? They go into a political party. And then they get co-opted and used by political party. And where do they go now? It's a big question, isn't it? Where does the left go now?
If you could change one thing about politics as it happens at the moment, what would it be?
While I was waiting to go in and see at the university yesterday, and I was just looked at a Guardian article that George Monbiot had written, and you know George Monbiot is talking a lot about environmental issues, and he's taking the idea of rewilding. So the idea of rewilding is to restore biodiversity by letting the earth bring forth what it wants to bring forth, rather than it being kind of agribusiness or farmed or whatever. You know, the earth could recover itself if we left it be. And so that idea of rewilding, and he's suggesting that's what we need to do with politics. We need to rewild politics. And so what does that mean? Because I totally agree with him. And what he means by that is by seeing all kinds of forms of coming together of people, the way that people choose to live together, to act together, to be together, to see that as political life and to call it that, and to rediscover a politics that is from the ground up, from communities up, from streets up, people, relationships, and to do that even while the top-down stuff is failing us in so many ways, and more importantly failing the people who are most failed by it. And so what does politics begin to look like there? So my kind of hope would be that those people who are most excluded from politics at the moment, or from power at the moment, begin to find that they do have power, that they do have agency. And that isn't because it's given to them from some superior power, but that they begin to activate their own power and see where that goes. That's rewilding. We don't know where it will go.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. If you'd like to know more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.